Well, we're back from the bye. The Eagles on the practice field. Everybody focusing on the Detroit Lions. Dave and Glenn here. We're going to talk about some of the best Eagles performances following bye weeks. And Glenn's done his research. I have not, but I have a photographic memory.
Yeah, you do, actually. You're
pretty
good
at this. But I don't know anything else. What am I doing?
No, you're pretty good at this. So here you go, and I'm going to take it from oldest to newest. And the first one is the only one that's not an Andy Reid one, because Andy was remarkable after the bye, and you hope that that carries over to Doug Peterson. But I'm going to give you a Rich Kotite one.
Who?
1992, when the Eagles went 11-5. If you remember, they started off the year 3-0. I think the Cowboys did too. They go into the bye. They come out to play the Cowboys at the Vet
on Monday Night Football.
Yes, they crushed them 31-7. I remember the sign, "Achy Breaky Heart," because it's when that song was popular. And they broke Troy Aikman that day. Right. It was a great game. Of course, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl that year. The Eagles did not.
There are so many great moments. Yeah.
They did win a playoff game.
Nice stuff again. The Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. But the Eagles did win a playoff game that year under Kotite.
But the loss of Jerome Brown came back to haunt the Eagles defensively.
Sure did. All right, here you go. Number two, 2001. Now, this is a memorable game, not necessarily a great performance. But the Eagles started out 2-2. They get the early season bye, which seemed to happen a lot over the years. They come back and play the Giants, and Dave, it was one of the most inept offensive performances I ever saw by the Eagles. They're losing 9-3. It's a terrible game for most of the game. With a minute and 48 to go, Donovan McNabb finds who?
James Thrash.
You got it, for a touchdown, and they clinch the game when Jeremiah Trotter sacks Kerry Collins, who fumbles. It wasn't pretty, but it was important, and it was a good win.
Okay.
All right.
Did the Giants win the Super Bowl that year?
2001? I don't know. They might have. There may be a thing.
I think they went there, and they lost to the Ravens, maybe?
Well, here it might have been. Here, this one, I can promise you the other team did not win the Super Bowl because it's against the Bills.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go to 2003. Eagles lose the first two games of the season. It's going to be a big year. They lose to the Bucks. They lose to the Pats. What is going on here? They have the bye. There's a lot of story that McNabb's got the bad thumb. You remember all that? They come back. They go to Buffalo to play the Bills. They beat them 23-13. And as close as you can ever have to a must-win game in September, they shut down Drew Bledsoe, the Bills quarterback, and they win. Whew, go on to have a fine season.
And you
make
know
the
why?
NFC Championship.
You know why? The airplane encountered turbulence on the flight to Buffalo. The cabin crashed. Everybody prayed, and it was really scary. And the story after that was kind of a little divine intervention. Eagles turn the season around.
Well, there you go. See, that part I never knew.
Yeah. Then they go down and lose to Washington, and then Brian Westbrook returns the punt against the New York
Giants. Don't
bring
up the post, the after ones. Yeah. Those are never good.
Hey,
there's never a
memory.
Happy ending.
All right.
Just mine, they're always happy endings. All right. 2005, which was not a good year for the Eagles after the Super Bowl year. Everybody remembers that. It's the year that Mike McMahon ended up playing quarterback.
McMahon.
But this one was a good one because on this day, after the bye, Donovan completes 35 passes, 7 to T.O., 10 to Westbrook. The Eagles are down to the Chargers, 17-13 late in the game. Chargers lining up for a field goal. It's pretty much going to clinch it. Quinton Michael blocks it. Who returns it for a touchdown?
Come on, Matt Ware.
I remember Merrill, man. Matt Ware. He went crazy.
That's a terrible Merrill.
Hey, I don't claim to do it.
Okay.
He's around here. We'll get him in to do it.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway, and they win that one 20-17.
All right.
And it was. We felt good that day about the season. Okay. Not so much after. All
I
right,
bet you've got one more.
I do, Dave. Okay. You can count. Right. I'm proud of you.
I didn't cut you off this time.
All right. 2010. This is Andy Reid's final year in the playoffs. They're 4-3 going into the break, but they got to play a tough Indianapolis team out of the break. And if you remember in those days, I guess as opposed to now, the Eagles had a difficult time beating AFC teams. Always seemed to lose to those 3-4 AFC teams. But on this day, they stop Peyton Manning. They're down 17-16 at the half, but they hang in. They intercept Manning twice. They shut down the Colts running game. Colts only had 62 rushing yards that day. Big day for DeSean Jackson. 7 catches, 2 touchdowns, 109 yards. Michael Vick, a quarterback. They win. A very up-and-down season. They made the playoffs, and that one was critical.
And the defensive stars of that game, Asante Samuel, Trent Cole.
Asante Samuel, that's right. That's right. Trent Cole
great
ended
win.
Up with the Colts.
That's right.
There you have it.
So there's your top 5 games per Glenn Macnow following the bye week for the Philadelphia Eagles. Wonderful list, and we hope that Sunday is one of those games to add to the Pantheon.
It's 2016.
One more segment to go here on Eagles 360. And we're going to take a look in our progress report at middle linebacker Jordan Hicks, his first year starting in the middle, running the Eagles defense, which, oh, by the way, leads the NFL in fewest points allowed.